The woman in your life will do what she must do to comfort you and calm you down and let you rest now. The woman in your life, she can rest so easily. She knows everything you do because the woman in your life is you.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Women's Spaces. My name is Elaine B. Holtz, and I'm your host. And with me on the board is my friend, my partner, and engineer, Ken Norton. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful Sonoma County morning. You know, I'm just really, really excited. I mean, we're going to have a real interesting show. I have two special guests with me this morning. And what's really interesting, I had them on. I had Crystal Rangel, who's the founder and director of Miss Latina, Miss Latina Wine Country 2017. I had her on last year with her young women with the pageant that they have, and I'm really looking forward to talking to her. And we have one of the contestants, Rebecca Vigil, that's going to be talking with us about her experience being a contestant. And I got news, this is her first time on the radio, and I'm really excited about that. It's always wonderful to have young women in here. Get them on the radio. Get us them talking and watch their self-esteem flourish. And that's what the Miss Latina Wine Country pageant is all about, is helping these young Latina women have a voice, learn how to speak out, and also to feel more confident in who they are as women. And I really want to give a shout out to Crystal for doing this, because I think it's so important. You know, oftentimes we think of Miss America and all those other contests. This is just a little bit different, and I'm looking forward to talking about it. Well, it was a sad day on Sunday when I heard the news that my dear friend, who was like a brother to both Ken and I, Lee Gooding, passed away. Lee was one of those people who was, when you meet them, you know you're going to be friends with him for the rest of your life. I mean, he's just was one of those great, great, warm-hearted, giving human beings. He was a massage therapist and had a business called Healthy Habits, where he tried to turn folks onto exactly that, healthy habits, always reminding us to eat organic, to take our vitamins, to drink our water. He was a beautiful, beautiful spirit. Lee was also the co-founder of a group called HAVE, Helping American Veterans Endure. And it's very interesting. He was in his garden and he tripped and he cut his knee and it ended up getting infected, and he ends up going into the Veterans Hospital. And he was so upset that they didn't have good food while people were recovering, and that he decided that he was going to develop with his friend Marty. I can't remember Marty's last name. And they developed HAVE, Helping American Veterans Endure. And they started what is known as a peace garden for vets. And you can go to the website, garden, it's have-vets.org, and you can see the Peace Garden, and also you can go visit it. It's at the Vets Clinic on Brickway here in Santa Rosa. He will be missed. He really will. You know, I want to send my condolences and warm thoughts to his family and his wife of 30 years, Carolyn Gooding. And what a loss to our community is all I can say. You know, it's amazing. I'm going to miss Lee. We would go to the Progressive Festival every year, and he'd have his massage table, and he gave all these free massages to people. I mean, he was just an amazing man, and I am very grateful. Ken and I are grateful that we knew him and that we had his friendship and that we had all those wonderful, wonderful massages. Well, his hands and definitely his sense of humor, Lee always had a good joke, will be missed. Well, last week, remember we had the show with Susan Lamont, a local activist and founder of the Police Brutality Coalition. We talked about the federal appeals court ruling that there was sufficient evidence that could lead a jury to conclude that Sonoma County Sheriff Deputy Eric Gelhaus was not in imminent danger when he shot and killed Santa Rosa teenager Andy Lopez, who was carrying a replica assault weapon in 2013. Actually, it was called, I hate the word, replica assault weapon. It was a toy gun. A group of activists attended the Board of Supervisors meeting on Tuesday to encourage the board to come on, move forward, either settle this or let the issue go to trial. At the Tuesday meeting, the supervisors stated that they heard the information and no decision was met. What was inspiring for me was to see so many people coming out and speaking their concern, waiting to hear what next steps will be here. You know, we're still waiting. What's going to happen after this? On October 22nd, it will be the fourth anniversary of the killing of this young boy, and still no settlement or trial. What torture that must be for the family. My condolences again to the Lopez family. Losing a son, wretching. Waiting for justice, even more painful. Well, you can go to the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors and watch the video of public comment on this issue. On the video, it's very, very interesting. It starts at 2:30 p.m. and goes for about 45 minutes, and you can learn a lot by listening. And I want to do a shout-out to Supervisor Shirley Jane, who's the chair, for allowing the comments, for allowing people to speak, and for even inviting our appointed sheriff, Mr. Garadano, to the meeting so he could listen to hear what the public had to say. I did find out there was a request for an extension of time, which to file, they want to file a petition to, you know, they want to go one step further. They want to appeal the appeal. And so they filed for an extension of time, and then they're going to see if they, it's called in bank. It was a real interesting phrase that I learned. In bank means at the original hearing of the opinion, they had three judges. And what they're appealing for is they're trying to get all 11 judges to hear. But after reading the opinion, I mean, it's a real long shot. The thing that's so surprising is why the county can't just let it go, either go to trial or make a settlement. I mean, 4 years hanging this out. And I mean, why, what are they protecting? I mean, there's been a lot of mistakes made. You know, one of the things that I learned when I studied a while back as a unity minister, I found out that when you make a mistake, it's a mistake. You take it over and try to do it better. But no, we just keep dragging this on and talking about it and crying over it and getting angry over it. I mean, the time has come where it's got to be settled. So there's a lot to think about. And also, the Board of Supervisors meet on Tuesday, and every Tuesday at about around between 1:30 and 2, they always have public comment, you know. So I encourage women particularly to go and make a statement. I mean, this is a child that was killed, you know. Tell them that you don't like it. You want this settled. You want it taken care of. Well, let's get on with the good news. I want you all to mark your calendars for October 18th. As most of you know, I'm the president of the National Organization for Women, now the Sonoma County chapter, and we'll be having a special event called Meet, Greet, and Planning Event by the Sonoma County chapter, and we're going to be doing it with the National Organization for Women, their National History Project, and we're going to be planning a discussion of a great celebration and parade honoring the passage of the 19th Amendment where we gained the right to vote. We're going to have a special guest speaker, one of my dear, dear friends for many, many years, Molly Murphy McGregor. She's the co-founder of the National Women's History Project. She's going to be talking, Our History is Our Strength, How We Got the Vote. And in 2018 is really interesting. The National Women's History Project is going to be celebrating their 40th anniversary, where we had the first women's march here in Sonoma County for Women's History Month. And it's also interesting, it's going to be 40 years ago that here in Sonoma County we had the first art show for women. I mean, there was never an art show. This was the first one in our whole history. And it's really exciting to think that that was 40 years ago. And I was really, really involved with the women's studies at Sonoma State. In fact, I was the lead speaker at my graduation in 1975, which was very unusual. Not only was it unusual to have a woman as a speaker, it was unusual to have a woman who was a student as a speaker, and I was speaking in front of the first woman, President Marjorie Downing Wagner, who was a dear friend. She passed away several years ago, but she was the first woman chancellor of all the UC systems. And it just was a wonderful, wonderful experience. So I'm really happy that Molly's going to be doing our presentation. That's going to be Wednesday, October 18th, 2017. The time is going to be 4 to 6 p.m. at the Redwood Credit Union Community Room at 3033 Cleveland Avenue, Santa Rosa. No charge. And we're going to have some fun refreshments. And I will be there in my purple jacket. So I'm looking forward to really seeing folks down there. And when you show up, you know, you'll all get a copy of the Women's Spaces Pledge, which we're going to do a little bit later. And I'm going to talk about why we're doing it at the beginning of the month and not the end of the month. Well, there's another very important event coming up, and that's going to be this Sunday, October 8th, from 1 to 4, and that's the Health and Wellness Fair. It's the Year of the Child, Healthy World. I absolutely agree with that. Healthy child, healthy world. You know, which brings me into what I always say with our world leaders. Before you make any decision, you ask one question. Hey, is it good for the children? It's not good for the children. It's not good for the future. So why do it? So this, I really love this. Healthy child, healthy world. Sunday, October 8th, from 1 to 4, and it's going to be at 303 Stony Point Road in Santa Rosa. It's sponsored by the California Human Development Corporation, which is very, very interesting. I have a long history with the California Human Development, and I want you to know when I was at the Board of Supervisors on last Tuesday, I ran into a dear, dear friend, Mr. George Ortiz, and I want to do a shout-out for him. He has done so much for the Latino community through the California Human Development Corporation. Another sponsor is the Resurrection Parish and then the Bi-National Health Week. And it's real important. They're going to have flu shots, diabetes tested, blood pressure, all kinds of good things going on. And it's, my goodness, I couldn't believe it. The California Human Development, 50 years, 1967 to 2017. Amazing, amazing history. So that's the Health and Wellness Fair this Sunday, October 8th. Excuse me. Well, Ken and I attended the special candidates forum on Wednesday, September 28th at the Veterans Memorial Building. The room was packed with folks who wanted to know about the candidate, as well as acknowledging that this is the first time. Can you believe this? The first time in 25 years that we have more than one person running for sheriff. We actually have four candidates. It's amazing. Very interesting presentation by all the candidates. But what struck me the most is I could hear in their campaign promises and discussion, I could hear the community speaking, particularly around the Independent Office of Law Enforcement Review and Outreach, known as IALERA, which actually was formed after the death of young Andy Lopez to provide some oversight for law enforcement in our community. And it was amazing. It was just amazing how each candidate was praising this program. When we tried to first get it in, there was so much resistance, you could just scream. I mean, I'm going to be having on the 16th of October, I'm going to have two special guests. We're going to talk about a report that actually came into Sonoma County by the Civil Rights Commission here in California in the year 2000. I'm going to have two people on to give us some background on it. This is not a new thing. Even though it's attached to Andy Lopez and his unfortunate killing, this has been going on in our county since 2000. And I was a little bit disappointed, to be honest, at the forum, although Ken and I left a little bit early, but even so, there was not enough questioning of the candidates for, you know, about Andy Lopez. In fact, one of the suggestions I made to one of my Democratic friends is I think we should have a women's forum where just women get together and start talking to this candidate, because women have a whole different perspective. You know, we want to know about the children. We want to know about the schools. You know, we want to know about all these things, and I think it's very important. So why don't you guys do me a favor and send me an email at Women's Spaces, www.womensspaces, remember two S's in the middle, .com, and let me know what you think about a forum. Do you think that would be a good idea for women only? It's a whole different, these are all men, remember, running. And there's a whole different feeling. I know when I go to the no-name group, I know it's very, very interesting how different it is with women. Well, lots and lots and lots and lots to think about. Well, last week was the last Monday of the month when we do the Women's Spaces Pledge together. I was so wrapped up in the report about the Ninth Circuit, I completely spaced out. You know, every once in a while I space out. I mean, pretty good for a 77-year-old woman. Oh, my God, I'm pushing my age forward already. You know, not to space out more often. But I did space out. So what we're going to do is we're going to do the pledge this morning. And I want to remind the folks out there about the pledge. I wrote it for my grandson when he was about 6 years old, when he came out of a daycare center crying that his teacher told him he was a bad boy. And I said, "You're a bad boy? What, you did something wrong, but that doesn't make you a bad boy. That makes, you made a mistake, but your self-esteem doesn't depend on that teacher. You know, it doesn't depend on what she thinks of you. Your self-esteem depends on your relationship with yourself, Ryan." Well, anyway, I made up the pledge for him, and I used to say it every time I picked him up to take saxophone lessons. And I can't believe it. When he graduated Santa Cruz, when he got his Bachelor of Arts degree, we were there, and he was coming down the hill. All of a sudden, he starts yelling the pledge, and I just felt, wow, this was amazing, how he remembered it. And so when I was on about maybe a year and a half or 2 years, when I came back on the radio and I was doing the television show, I said, I'd like something that can remind people about women's spaces. And so I created the pledge, and I put them on little cards. And like I said, everywhere I go, there must be about 10,000 of them right now all across California. I give them out everywhere, particularly when I see women with children. And I say to them, read this to your son or daughter at least once a day in the morning to get them going. It's so important. We have so many things out there that take away from our own sense of who we are and how important we are, and that each one of us have a purpose on this beautiful, in this beautiful journey called life. I think of my friend Lee, you know, 73 years he was on this planet, you know. Some of us don't make it. Some of us make it to 100. Some of us make it to 20. I mean, it's just random. Life is this random thing. You never know when it's going to begin, and you definitely never know when it's going to end. But the most important thing is in between all that stuff, you've got to have good, strong self-esteem. You have to be willing to speak out. You know, one of my favorite songs is by Ellen Bookstale, "By My Silence, I Give My Consent." Well, it takes self-esteem to go to the Board of Supervisors to stand up and look at all those people and start telling them what you think. It's very, very important. And believe it or not, folks, before I do the radio show, I read this pledge at least 4 times. And it really helps me. It helps me tremendously. So if you're sitting in your living room listening to this, just sit back and relax. If you're in your car, just pay attention. But just listen to the words. I'm going to say them first. And then the second round, I'm going to have you repeat the words after me. So let me just say the pledge real clear right now. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. That's a big one. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. That means television commercials or whatever someone says to you doesn't define you. You have to go to the next step. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. Now, for you guys out there, you know, if you don't believe in a higher power, if you believe in a great whatever, a great woohoo, Jesus, Muhammad, whatever it is, that you can replace it. And you know, it's also very interesting. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. For all you Christians out there, all it means is love your neighbor as yourself. I mean, it's really simple. You know, think about it. My self-esteem does not depend on anything outside of me. My self-esteem depends on my relationship with myself and my higher power. So now we're going to say it together. I'll say one line, then you audience out there, just repeat after me. And if you folks here, I have 3 people with me in the studio. That makes 4 of us. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yes, 4 of us. If you would repeat after me when I say it, I would really appreciate it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3. My self-esteem.
My self-esteem. Esteem.
Does not depend,
does not depend
on anything,
on anything
outside of me.
Outside of me.
My self-esteem
depends
on my relationship,
on my relationship
with myself, and my higher power.
And my higher power.
Ooh, that gives me the chills. You like that, folks? Yes. You want to say it in Spanish?
Of course.
Go ahead. Crystal's going to say it in Spanish. Go ahead.
So we both are going to do it. It's just wonderful, Elaine. Thank you for having us here. So let's do it in Spanish. Mi autoestima no depende de cualquier cosa fuera de mí. Mi autoestima depende de mi relación conmigo misma y mi poder superior. Awesome.
Well, that sounds so beautiful.
Awesome.
Oh, I just love it. I love the Spanish language. I could kick myself that I didn't learn when I was younger going to high school. I mean, this is, oh, well. Anyway, thank you so much, ladies, and that was beautiful. Well, anyway, now, before we take a musical break, which is going to be right about now, I want to do a special shout-out to a dear friend. And that's my dear friend, who's the director of SEIU and member of the KBF Board of Directors, Lisa Maldonado, who is being honored at the 14th annual COPE banquet that the North Bay Labor Council and AFL-CIO Committee on Political Action, with the Senator Pat Wiggins Working Class Hero Award. If anybody deserves that, it's Lisa Maldonado. They will be having their annual banquet on Tuesday, December 5th. Once again, congratulations, Lisa. Well deserved. Also being recognized are North Bay Jobs with Justice and another one of my favorite groups. And a special shout out to Marty Bennett, who works like a, I don't know what word to give him, but he is so committed. The song, that was a little bit of an emergency, I guess. The song I will be playing is Union Made, sung by the New Harmony Sisters. And I want to dedicate this song to Lisa Maldonado and all the women in the unions who are struggling to get all of us to have a decent wage. I mean, we're trying to get $15 an hour, which I think is a good beginning. Far too often, we do not acknowledge the women in unions. When I return, I will be talking with Crystal Rangel, founder and director of Miss Latina. Let's see. Give me the exact name of it. Miss Latina.
Latina Wine Country.
2017. And we also have one of the contestants, Rebecca Vigil, and we're going to talk about Miss Latina Wine Country 2017 and how it helps young Latina women in raising their self-esteem. Again, we're going to listen to the Union Made, and I'm dedicating this to my dear friend, Lisa Maldonado.
There once was a Union Made who never was afraid of the goons and the gangs and the company pigs and the deputy sheriffs who made the raid. She went to the Union Hall when the meeting it was called, and when those company boys came round, she always stood her ground. No, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. I'm sticking to the Union. She'd always organize the guys. She'd always get her way. to the same as you and fight the union way. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union. Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Oh, that song just gave me so much energy, and I want everybody to know that my mother, Betty Holtz, was definitely a union wife. My father, Solomon Holtz, belonged to Mailers Union No. 9 in Los Angeles, and I am very proud to be a union brat, as they say. Well, for you just joining in, you're listening to KBBF 89.1 FM, Calistoga, Santa Rosa. I want to remind my listeners the opinions expressed here are not necessarily the opinions of KBBF, its board of directors, its members, or Women's Spaces. Well, welcome, Black. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. By the way, people ask, what does the B stand for? Well, the B stands for, when I'm on the radio, I remind myself I'm doing the best I can. I'm a beautiful child of the universe to be here now and to be happy. And I'm a beekeeper. But my middle name is Beverly, but I just took the B, so that's what Elaine B sounds for. Anyway, I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz, and without further ado, I want to introduce my special guest for me, with me in the studio, Crystal Rangel, co-founder and director of Miss Latina Sonoma County Wine Country, right? 2017.
Wine Country.
I don't know why. Something happened on my computer. Here it is. Miss Latina Wine Country 2017 and how it helps young Latina women in raising their self-esteem. Well, welcome, ladies. And I have Rebecca Vigil with me, and she's one of the contestants. And I want to welcome both of you.
Thank you, Lane. Thank you for inviting us to this great show, to Women's Space. I think this is the right place for us to be as well, to talk about confidence about women. Thank you.
I love it, Crystal. I mean, it's just amazing what you're doing. And like I said to the audience, I had you on last year, and here we are again this year. And I just want to congratulate you for keeping up the good work and doing this. And it takes a lot of work. I mean, I've watched this. I've watched her go through this last year and now again this year. Well, I'm going to tell my listeners just a little bit about you. Crystal Rangel brings an extensive background of experience to the Miss Latina Wine Country 2017 with over 20 years' experience as an instructor and advisory board member for Julie Nation Model and Talent Search Academy. And I've been friends with Julie Nation for probably 50 years, and she has done so much for women in this community as far as raising confidence. She is a personable development coach with 17 years of radio experience, including radio promotions and an on-air personality. Crystal has also served as judge for, now I'm going to, my Spanish is not together, El Festival de la Canción.
El Festival de la Canción de California.
Right, and then Latina America de California for over 12 years. You judge the Academy for Azteca America?
Azteca America.
Yeah, what is that?
La Academia was like an American Idol show. Let's say something similar but in Spanish, La Academia.
And then you just have all these other things, and you have your own event promotion agency called Crystal Diamante Enterprise.
Correct.
And what is that all about?
Crystal Diamante Enterprise Entertainment will be, this is something I just created this year in order for me to kind of promote what I'm doing with Miss Latina and open to do Mr. Wine Country and Little Princess Grapevine. So with Miss Latina, I was in only Miss Latina, so it was just a specific for Miss Latina. And the reason I created Crystal Diamante is to, after the pageant, be able to provide work for Miss Latina Wine Country and Mr. Wine Country as well.
You know, I have to say something. Your name is perfect. Crystal Diamante.
Diamond.
I just
need the diamond.
Right? No, it has great feeling. And we have a Rebecca Vigil with us. Rebecca is a contestant. Tell us a little bit about you. She's a young, beautiful Latina woman. Tell us a little bit about yourself. And let the listeners know this is your first time on radio.
It is my first time ever. So I'm a little nervous. But, yeah, a little bit about myself. I am 29 years old. I am originally from Michoacán, Mexico, and I currently live in Sebastopol, California right now. So I've actually lived in Sonoma County since I was 7, so I'm 29 now, so do the math.
It's hard to believe. Boy, would I like to be 29 again. Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Well, thank you, Rebecca. Rebecca, tell us a little bit. What's motivating you to be part of this this pageant?
Well, I just graduated from Sonoma State with a major in human development. So I was starting to look for a job, but I also felt like I needed to do a lot of inner work. I want to go into the mental health field, so I needed to do a lot of healing. But I felt like I was in a stage when I needed to challenge myself and just face everything that I fear and face my insecurities. And funny enough, Crystal came into my life in a weird way, but she came into my life and she's like, hey, you know, this is a great opportunity for you. If you don't take it, it might not come around again. And it's up to you.
Let me ask you a question. Since this is your first time on the radio and here you're reading this pledge, what was your take on the pledge? Did that help you any, or did it give you a thought?
No. It touched me. It's exactly what I'm working on right now, so...
Well, you know, I just need to compliment you, Rebecca. I mean, what you said is you need to do inner work so you can go out and do what you need to do. I mean, that is so important that you even admit that to yourself. Most people don't even admit that. They really don't. So congratulations to you. And I have to tell my listening audience that one of the things about this competition is that anybody can become part of it. And although Rebecca, I would say, is a very beautiful woman, I would not say she is what you see in the beauty pageants where it's all perfect, you know, and every inch is measured. And yet she's here learning confidence, and here she is the first time on the radio, which would not have happened had she not been involved with the pageant. So there is a way to kind of go around the competitive aspect of it, where you start looking at the inner aspect for the women. So, Crystal, talk about what is your motivation here? I mean, you're a Latina woman yourself. What motivated you to start this?
You know, Elaine, it was like 5 years that I was thinking about doing this. We're talking now like about 6-7 years that I plan on doing something special for Latina women. Because I see that there's a lot of Latina women that they need to have that self-confidence. And the reason is because it's not only Latina women, we all women need that. But as being talking to a lot of Latinas by being in the radio, doing what I'm doing, I saw that necessity to have at least something for them to kind of motivate them, kind of, you know, change, have a better self-esteem.
Or also a better attitude towards themselves.
Correct.
You know, we're so brutal as women. I mean, I wrote this one poem called I'm Here to Declare I'm More Than My Hair. I mean, what we go through just with our hair alone, you know, I mean, it's just amazing.
It's a lot of things, I think, that kind of make me kind of do this and take this. It was a challenge for me the first year, 2015, for the first time creating Miss Latina, because it was really hard as well to bring Latinas to be part of the pageant. People will hear pageant, and it's like you said, it's about beauty, about ego, about other things, that this is not what Miss Latina is. This is more about self-confidence. So the first year was a challenge with Latina women, and the reason I created something special, Elaine, for Latina women, because we have Miss Sonoma. We work together, so we do things together.
So this Miss Sonoma is open to everybody. This is specifically
for
Latina women.
Correct.
And that's a big difference. And I also want to piggyback on what you said. Most women are taught to be quiet.
Yes.
You know, I remember when I would speak out, it was that my mother would say, "My God, why are you making so much noise?
And why are you saying that?
Yeah, why are you saying that? You know, why are you asking that? Why do you ask all those questions?" You know, and it really is, you start bottling yourself up, you know.
Correct.
So let me ask you something, Rebecca. So when you came, did you feel that way? Like, you know, you're kind of bottled up, like you want to just let yourself out?
Yeah, I mean, I was feeling like that before I even heard of Miss Athena, but yeah, exactly. Exactly.
So you've gone through a few of the exercises. How has that helped you so far? And give a little like a picture of one or two of the things that you've done to help your self-esteem.
Oh my God. I feel like everything, like even practicing our runway has been you know, helped us kind of get comfortable with ourselves, being in front of just Crystal and, you know, our teammates, and then practicing in front of, like, you know, bigger groups and community events. But going in front and just kind of, you know, being there and being the center of attention and having people look at you, because that was another one of my fears.
But also, you know, when you go for a job interview, you know, you have to, you know, you meet a relationship. You know, a lot of people are meeting on the computer. You meet for the first, I mean, all the stresses come with not feeling good about yourself. You know, so on a scale of 1 to 10, say that, how do you feel that, how have you been uplifted so far? Say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, what do you feel?
Probably a 6.
Well, that's a compliment, my God, for something coming in like that. Well, that is amazing. Well, another thing that's happening that I think is very funny, I mean, I can't help it. I just looked at it.
What's coming next, Elaine?
I know. I just think it's really great that now you're having Mr. Wine Country.
Yes.
Get those four men in there. Let them see what it feels like, right?
Yes.
And then also, this is wonderful. This I really love. The Little Princess Grapevine. And then you're also going to have Miss... Oh, this to me is a 40 plus. What is it, 40 all the way up to 100, or is it 40 plus 40 to 60?
Well, we can have another one from 60 to 100. Why not, Elaine?
Why not? Okay. So what prompted you to start this aspect of it?
The same reason, Elaine, as I did start Miss Latina, because not only women need self-confidence, men, I think, need that as well. So that's the reason I decided to create Mr. Wine Country, and to let them know, men as well, this is not something only for women, and that there's times that men are maybe in a different situation, like the woman will be probably domestic violence, sexual abuse, psychological abuse, that it's not helping them have that good self-confidence. Men can suffer the same thing.
Well, it's interesting to think about it. It's interesting to think that men, another thing, self-confidence.
Correct.
How do you present yourself? Mm-hmm. You know, some people are so shy, they can't even say hello.
Yes.
You know, it's really interesting. I studied with a man. I'm a retired corporate sales manager. So I studied with a man by the name of Tommy Hopkins. He was a real estate trainer. And the first thing he taught me is, don't take anything personal. That was the first thing. And that was a hard one, because we take everything personal, uh-huh, right? But the second thing was to realize that it's okay to talk to people. It's okay to say hello. And what he taught us was, we would take 10 business cards, and you go to a function, and you don't talk to any of your friends until you give away these 10 business cards to a stranger. And I remember the first time that I went to a Chamber of Commerce meeting with that idea in
mind. He was scared.
My throat literally closed off when I started coming up to people, introducing myself and shaking when I was giving them my business card. And about 3 weeks later, I got my first big sale because of that. And I remember I said to myself, that's the secret. The secret is not to be afraid to walk up to someone, say, "Hi, my name is Elaine," and just start a conversation, because most of us are afraid and most of us are lonely. And it really created a very strong, you know, career for me. But I think that is so important when it comes to being out in the public, being able to talk. Well, Rebecca, what is motivating you to stay? I mean, how do you, if all of a sudden you hit a barrier, you say, "Oh, I just can't do this," how do you go the next step?
Well, I felt that, actually. I felt like, do I want to keep going? This is getting really difficult for me. I don't know. I just can't. I just can't deny that myself that opportunity to keep going, see where I'm going to grow.
Well, you're learning something special because you're learning how to self-talk. You're saying, I can't. I've got to go forward. Yeah. I've got to do this. I have this opportunity.
It's all about commitment, and that's what I told all the contestants, the guys and the girls. You know, this is about discipline. And it's about a competition with you, not with anybody else. So if you're not going to be able to compromise with yourself, what you're doing at the moment, it's going to be hard for you to compromise in the future.
Well, you know, that's pure genius. Because the most important thing, if you can learn that you're not in competition with anybody but yourself, that you
yes.
can, you know, it's interesting. We all have these choices, but mm-hmm. unless we learn how to make them, or we learn that self-talk that says, oh, no. You know, it's the same thing with the radio sometimes. Oh, my goodness, how am I going to handle this guest? Or what is it, or I'll slur over a word or something. And all of a sudden you say, no, you're just doing the best you can. A mistake means you take it over, you do it as good as you can. Well, you know, we're already coming to the end of the segment. Everything moves so fast. I want you to tell me, how is this different? How do you really see this different than other competitions? Because I went last year. Mm-hmm. I was there last year. I saw the whole competition. I saw women that had perfect bodies. I saw chubby women. Mm-hmm. I saw women who were real out there and real shy. You know, I saw all kinds, and yet they were all walking on that runway with confidence and got through it. You know, and the woman who won was, I would say, was quite beautiful. But again, she was not like you would see Miss America. She had flaws, so to speak, mm-hmm. but she was still beautiful and she was still Miss Latina. So tell us how it's different.
It's different, and I'll say that's what I now say to competition instead of pageant, because this is a local beauty pageant, and it's about beauty inside. That's the difference. It's not about their bodies, their faces. It's what I'm kind of like, we mentioned before, it's about self-confidence. This is what I kind of work with all the girls and the men as well now, and my little princess Grapevine too, to get them ready in the future. Maybe one of them they're going to be one of Miss Latina Wine Country. So the difference with another pageant is that I'm not looking into the beauty as the castings. I'm looking into those girls that they really want to do a change in their lives, that they really want to get out of their comfort zone and say, hey, I'm ready, so I can accomplish anything I want in life.
Well, I know I forgot her name, Fabiola.
Fabiola.
I know mm-hmm. one of the women you had, and the most interesting thing about her was, is I found out she's running around in helicopters. And I said, I found out from a friend of mine, I says, how does she feel? She says, since she went through the competition, even though she didn't win, all of a sudden her confidence was so high that she was able to even tackle this, you know, working on helicopters.
It's amazing, Elaine. For me, it's just to see these girls at the end, and well, now we're going to see the guys as well. It's just a great satisfaction, because it's not about what I'm doing here. It's about what I have gave to this woman to feel with more self-confidence and do anything they want in life.
Where do you get your confidence, Crystal? What do you draw on?
Let me tell you. Well, I think what I have gone through in life, you know, the experiences, and there's times in life that you want to do something. Like when I started modeling, Elaine, we're talking about 20 years ago, it was more difficult for me because I'm only 4'11". And it was something I wanted to do, but I always say, well, you know, I need to be a high fashion model. I mean, I have to be at least 5'8". So it was more difficult for us to get into the industry, but I said, you know what? This is what I want. And, of course, it should be something for me. Yes, it was petite models, print and work. So I kind of went over that, but I wasn't at that point that I was just like, not wanting to do things because I was not comfortable with myself. I used to hate being a short woman. So there was a lot of things happening at that time, but it came to that I said, no, this needs to stop. I can do it. It's not going to be a high fashion model, but there's other things that I can be involved with. And this started 20 years ago.
But the most important thing, the most important thing is that you did not allow the external world, because you're only 4'11".
Yes.
You know, and my mother-in-law is 4'11". My mother was 4'11". Actually, my mother was 5 feet tall, and she made a point to let everybody know that she was 5 feet tall. You know, and again, you know, here, who would think, you know, a beautiful young woman like yourself would have these problems in here because of your size, and you have to overcome that. You're not going to allow somebody out there to define you, and I think that's the most important thing. Do you think that's happening for you, Rebecca, where you're learning not to let others define you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I've spent my life pretty much, you know, trying to be everything that everyone else wanted me to be, and now I'm like, no, that's like not who I am. So I'm kind of, you know, in this stage, in this process with Miss Latina Wine Country Pageant, I'm becoming who I am.
Well, it's just, you know, I can't tell you how wonderful that is, and that you're able to share that. So now that we're coming to the end of the segment, how was your first experience on radio? I mean, you challenge yourself, because when I went out there, you were like a nervous wreck. And I'll tell you something, you have done an absolutely beautiful job. How do you feel being on the radio now the first time? You addicted?
Maybe. Yeah.
She's like, I want to be here more often.
Yeah, no, I definitely feel a little bit more comfortable than it was
when
I first started.
And the reason you're comfortable is because even though you were nervous, you took the step and you still did it. But also, the most important thing is that there were two older women around you giving you confidence. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's all about. And I see that's what the whole pageant is that, because I know I'm a little bit involved in it, and I know I have a friend of mine that's involved with it. And so it's very important that we do help. So let's just end the segment by telling people the date is going to be. The event is going to be Saturday, October 14th.
October 14th at Robledo Family Winery from 5 to 8. So we will love to have everybody. There's going to be a special entertainment. We're going to have Ernesto Sosa. I want to thank him so much because he's going to be with us. It's one of the oldies music, Grupo Venus, and he's going to come and perform especially for Miss Latina Wine Country.
Is he on our station?
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you a story about him. I met him.
You did.
And I said, oh, you got the oldies?
Uh-huh.
He says, I bet you can't find this song. I was looking for a song for my teenagers called I, just the letter I. And 2 days later, I get an email. He says, turn your radio on. And there was the song. I couldn't believe it. So he is a master.
Yes.
And I wish I had my schedule so I could announce what time. But he is one of our music programs here at KBBS.
Yes, I know.
Oh, that is so
exciting. One of the great songs. And you know, it's a special guest that we're having. And I'm really honored to have him come and sing for Miss Latina Wine Country.
That's exciting. And, you know, why don't you give your website that people can find out more information?
It's www.cristaldiamante.com.
Can you spell that out?
Okay. It's www.cristaldiamante.
.com.
Yeah,
and we will have that listed on womenspaces.com. We will list all the information when it's going to be happening. Well, last words from either one of you? How about you, Rebecca? Let's
end Well, thank you for having us here.
Well, it's been a pleasure.
Well, yeah, you've been supporting every year since we started Miss Latina Wine Country, and this is a great show, and I hope that a lot of women will come and not only be part of Miss Latina and work with their self-confidence, Elaine, listen to your show. You have so many programs that helps our women, because it's about empowerment. And this is, it's not that easy to empower women because of certain situations or the culture sometimes, mm-hmm. but at least one word, like is your pledge, it's a lot. if they're listening. So I'll invite every woman to listen to Woman's Space, because there's always something for them. And there was, and there's always something for them to learn about themselves.
Well, thank you so much. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. And Rebecca, thank you so much for being on Women's Spaces. And Rebecca, I want to wish you all the success in the world. I can't wait to see you dressed up and doing
ready for the runway.
It's a beautiful experience, because you're looking at women that are natural. You know, you're looking at all different shapes and sizes. You know, you're not looking. It's an amazing experience. Well, folks, the date for the event is Saturday, October 14th, at 5 p.m. at R-O-B-E-L-D-O, that's Robledo Winery in Sonoma. And the website for more information is www.crystaldementi.com. And like I said, it will be listed on Women's Spaces at www.womenspaces.com. Well, special thank you to Crystal Rangel, founder, director of Miss Latina Wine Country 2017, and her contestant, Rebecca Vigil. And we're going to, you know, I'm really looking forward to being there and seeing the pageant this year.
Thank you,
it really is exciting. Anyway, the song I'm going to be playing, and it's a song by an old Bob Dylan song called Forever Young. And, you know, I always find the song sung by women on Andrea May and the Forest Rangers. I love that. Andrea, last year we had in the Riff Raff. You know, this year is the Forest Rangers. And when I come back, if we have time, I'm going to do a small poem. But meanwhile, let's listen to Forever Young. And this is my wish. You know, we can't really stay forever young, but we can stay forever young in our hearts, in our minds, in our attitudes, in our actions. So here we go, Forever Young by Andrea May and the Forest Rangers.
May God bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars and climb on every rung. And may you stay forever young. May you stay forever. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. And may you stay forever.
Stay
reminds me of my grandmother, Eva Fagan. One day I looked at her, she was all wrinkled, and I said, Grandma, what is it like to be so old? And my mother's looking at me like, oh my God, you're asking her that horrible question. And my grandmother looks me right in the eye and she says, my child, when I look in the mirror, I see an old woman, but inside I still feel like a young girl. And that's what that song reminds me about. Well, welcome back. You're listening to Women's Spaces, and I'm your host, Elaine B. Holtz. And for the last part, I'm going to read a little poem before we say goodbye here. And it's called Life is a Dream. And this is dedicated to my mother, Betty Holtz, who always said to me, Elaine, life is but a dream. My mama once said, life is a dream. Sitting with the sun on my back, feeling a breeze flowing through the space in my body. I watch the children playing and spinning, showing off their youth and grace. I understand what life is a dream truly means. 77 years have passed. So much living, laughing, loving, crying, always wondering, how long will all this last? This life given to me by the unknown mystery. Mama's gone. Free and my dog of 17 years is gone. Daddy, too, is gone. And I wonder, how long? How long can I dance or sing my song? Susan, once deep in my womb, faces the graduation of her own daughter. Where has time gone? How much time until I'm gone? Mama was right. Life is a dream. Life is time. Time is now. Time of the past and time passing. Always moving, sometimes slowly, sometimes fast. I asked, is there a past or am I dreaming? Wow. Well, you've been listening to Women's Spaces. I am your host, Elaine B. Holtz. I want to remind you that the show will be replayed tonight at 11 o'clock on 89.1 FM. Remember, our children are the future, and we must never lose sight of that. Wishing you a wonderful day. This is Elaine B. Holtz from Women's Spaces, looking forward to being with you the next time.
Because a woman in your life.